Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Marc Morris has been called the most influential choreographer alive. He started his modern dance company, the Marc Morris Dance Group, in 1980 and has choreographed over 130 works. He also has a reputation as being devoted to music, which has always set his company apart. So 2 years ago, he turned his attention to some of the most popular music of all time by the Beatles. The show Pepperland is Marc Morris's tribute to what some call the most original, perhaps the greatest rock album ever made, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. Pepperland is coming to Boston this weekend to the Box Center Schubert Theater, and Marc Morris joins us now from New York. Marc Morris, great to have you. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
It's really good to talk to you. So, Pepperland was commissioned to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's. It was first staged in Liverpool, where the Beatles got their start. Tell me what inspired you to take on this project.
A gentleman I know, Sean Doran, who's wonderful at throwing festivals, did this one a couple years ago now for the 50th anniversary of the album, and asked me, an American choreographer, if I would participate. So the point of the festival, and it pretty much happened, was that different artists in different media would take on one of the tracks from the album. So I chose, with my composer and arranger, Ethan Iverson, the great jazz pianist, six of the songs from the album. And I just thought, since I hadn't listened to the Beatles for decades, I was surprised that when I listened to it, I found it to be so engaging and so surprising and good.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was 11 when it came out, and it was...
Yeah, me too, I think. Something like that.
Something like that. And it was huge. It was probably the greatest sort of musical moment in my young life at that point. Were you a super fan at that point? I mean, did the Beatles, like, blow you away at that age?
I don't know. If you're like 10, 11, you either are obsessed with something or you've never heard about it before. Right. So, yeah, I mean, my sisters were thrilled, and I thought they were really sexy, and... I mean, the Beatles, not my sisters. And, of course, the fact that thrilled me, and still does, you know, they were dipping into a lot of topics, being young and rich and, you know, in a studio with whatever they wanted. So the dabbling in Indian music and mysticism and vaudeville, you know, music hall and little bits of a lot of different things.
Right.
You know, which was, it's wonderful. And that's what keeps it interesting and sort of fresh today, I think.
Marc Morris, just to get us in the mood, I want to play some original Beatles music from Sgt. Pepper's and then hear some of the music from Pepperland, which is really interesting. It's different. So here's one of the signature songs from Sgt. Pepper, A Little Bit of a Day in the Life.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grave. I saw the photograph.
So, Marc, when you went to hear this music 50 years later, what did you hear when you revisited it?
What I got was, everybody who knows an album from the days of there being albums knows exactly how long the gaps are between tracks and what key and time the next number is in, and that doesn't go away. And I also remember it being longer than it was. You know, that final chord, which you think is an hour long at the end of the album, isn't. And so, you know, and the songs that I thought I loved turned out to be the ones I didn't love, and there's a certain self-similarity between some of the numbers. When Ethan and I chose what music to treat for this, you know, it's like, well, it's either this, this, or this. They're all kind of the same, you know, circusy kind of thing, you know, or the sort of lovesick kind of thing, or the sort of bluesy thing.
Right.
So, you know, it was a big variety on the album, but it all happens really fast, and they actually refer to each other. So that sort of continuity, of stylistic continuity, was really, really interesting and sort of clever and sophisticated for people who are that young.
So I want to listen to some of the music now. As you mentioned, you worked with composer Ethan Iverson to create the music for Pepperland. And it's new music. It's different. It's inspired by Sgt. Pepper's, but it's different. So here's an excerpt from a piece you call Wilbur Scoville. So, Mark, I love the sound of that, but it's not the Beatles. Can you talk about your thinking behind the music and
well, what, of course it's not the Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles are the Beatles.
Right.
And they're done. They've been done for decades.
Right. I'm just interested in the connection. You know, the connection.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly not doing a tribute or a nostalgic anything, because that's of no interest to me at all. Well, what you played, and it's called Scofield, because that's who invented the rating, the scale for hotness in peppers. Mm-hmm. So that's the tie to that. Peppers, Scoville, hotness, plus, of course, all of the Delta blues that the Beatles were listening to. That was a very, very big influence on every single person who's ever dealt with the fundamentals of rock,
yeah.
You know, which is, of course, comes from the blues. So that's that. That refers to it. And also, you know, because the music that Ethan composed is to link the other passages, which are arrangements of the tunes on the album, even though they're very, very varied. You know, they're all different from the original and from themselves. So it's a musical trip that is obviously derived from the Beatles and is in huge respect for that music, but it's a very, very different sound and a whole different sort of music world.
Hmm.
It's fabulous.
I want to ask you about the dance as well. I got to look at this particular number on YouTube. I got to say, I'd love to see this on the stage. It evokes the time of Sgt. Pepper's. Your dancers are dressed in sort of the bright colors of late 1960s mod fashion. But
mm-hmm.
Can you describe sort of the dancing in this work?
Nope. I won't. I don't.
You
can't.
Don't.
Because not on the radio. Uh-uh.
I know.
Impossible.
Radio is sometimes a limited medium.
No, you come see the show. That's how you do it.
But we're talking to the great Mark Morris. We'd love it if you could say some words about your dance, about the dancing.
My dancers are great. I'm a really good choreographer. I do a lot of research and homework and study and thinking, and this piece shows all of that. It's a big variety of dancing. It's about an hour long, and it's very tender and beautiful and surprising, I can tell you that.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. Was there at all a challenge about approaching this material in the sense that so many people have, you know, a fixed idea, a love, a passion for this album? I'm just wondering if you had to deal with that or how you thought about that.
We had to think about getting the rights to perform it in public. That's what was the biggest deal. Hmm. But as far as what people expect and what they receive, I hope no one has any idea what to expect and is delighted with whatever they receive. So as I've said, this terrible sort of slogan I made up to cover all bases is that this show is for people who love or hate the Beatles.
That pretty much is the whole universe.
That's a lot of people. Others, there are people who haven't heard of them.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I want to just play one more bit of music from Pepperland and just have
sure.
you talk about it, if that's okay. So this is an excerpt from the piece called Allegro. Mark, your choreography has been celebrated for being, you know, really able to strike this balance between something that's accessible to all different kinds of audiences while maintaining a real originality and commitment to the form. Is that a good way to describe Pepperland?
I want people to have a good time. I'm not afraid of my work being sort of entertaining, if you can imagine that word being said about a modern dance show. I want everybody to watch it and pretty much everybody to like it. But, you know, I can't control any of that. And if everybody in the world liked the same thing, that would be, oh, what's that called? Disney.
Right. You're a long way from Disney, Mark Morris.
Yeah, you'd be in. It's pleasure is enforced by the Disney organization, so I don't do that.
Yeah. That's choreographer Mark Morris joining us from New York. Mark, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciated it.
Of course. Thank you. What
would you think? And Pepperland, definitely not Disney, will be in Boston starting this weekend, running through February 10th at the Bach Center Schubert Theater, as presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. You can get more information at our website, radioboston.org. That's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, Zoe Mitchell, and Eve Zuckoff. Tim Skoog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hockey. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.